Hamilton, Cody Fajardo and the Montreal Alouettes are unlikely Grey Cup champions. Fajardo's 19-yard touchdown pass to Canadian Tyson Philpott rallied Montreal to a thrilling 28-24 victory over the Winnipeg Blue Bombers on Sunday. It earned the Alouettes their first CFL title since 2010 and came after an uncertain offseason that saw the franchise taken over by the league in February before it was sold the following month to businessman Pierre-Carl Péladeau. Fajardo's toss capped a stellar 7-play, 83-yard march. It included a clutch 31-yard completion to Cole Speaker on 3rd and 5 before a Tim Hortons field sellout of 28,808 as Montreal ended 2023 with 8 straight victories. Winnipeg had one last possession to try to tie the game. Zach Caleros completed a pass to punter Jameson Sheehan, who then tried to boot the ball into the end zone but it was short and Montreal recovered to end the game. The Blue Bombers, in the Grey Cup for a fourth straight year, suffered a second consecutive loss after beating Hamilton in 2019 and 21. The Toronto Argonauts edged Winnipeg 24-23 last year. Fajardo finished 21 of 26 passing for 290 yards with 3 TDs and an interception to secure his first Grey Cup title as a starter. He earned a ring with Toronto in 2017 as a backup. The loss tarnished a stellar effort by Winnipeg running back Brady Oliveira. The CFL's outstanding Canadian ran for 119 yards and a TD, his third 100-yard rushing performance in as many games this year versus Montreal. The Winnipeg native ran for 120 and 118 yards as the Bombers swept the regular season series with the Alouettes 2-0. Dakota Prukop's 4-yard run at 9:32 of the fourth put Winnipeg ahead 24-21. It came after Fajardo staked Montreal to a 21-17 lead underscore its first of the game underscore with a 13-yard touchdown pass to Austin Mack at 3:48. The 28-yard scoring drive was set up by Philpott's 30-yard punt return. Mack had 6 receptions for 103 yards and a touchdown. Caleros, the first CFL quarterback to start 4 straight Grey Cups, finished 18 of 22 passing for 226 yards with an interception. Linebacker Adam Bighill, right calf, and receiver Dalton Schoen, ankle, both played for Winnipeg despite neither practicing this week. Bighill and Schoen also weren't on the field during pregame warmups but the Bombers announced 30 minutes before kickoff they'd be active. Bighill, Winnipeg's defensive leader, was injured in last week's West Division final while Schoen, the club's top receiver, hadn't played since October 6. Both saw action but each was substituted throughout the contest. Montreal, which entered the game an 8-point underdog, earned its 8th Grey Cup in 19 appearances. Winnipeg's Sergio Castillo booted 3 converts and a field goal. William Stanback and Speaker scored Montreal's other touchdowns. David Cote added 4 converts. Fajardo's 23-yard TD strike to Speaker underscore with Bighill trying to defend underscore pulled Montreal to within 17-14 at 1:43 of the third. It capped a 3-play, 60-yard march. Winnipeg threatened, driving to Montreal's 9-yard line before Kabian Ento intercepted Caleros in the end zone. A stout defensive stand earned Winnipeg its 17-7 halftime advantage. Middle linebacker Shane Gauthier underscore playing where Bighill would normally be underscore stopped Montreal quarterback Caleb Evans on 3rd and 1 with 8 seconds to play to preserve the Bombers' lead. It was an opening half neither team really took control of. Winnipeg had more first downs, 13-9, net yards, 187-163, rushing yards, 86-49, offensive plays, 30-22, and converted 8 of 12 on second down but needed a key turnover for its 10-point lead. Caleros was 8 of 11 passing for 112 yards but Oliveira was Winnipeg's top offensive threat with 69 yards and a TD on 9 carries. However, the CFL's top Canadian also lost a fumble. Fajardo was a solid 10 of 12 passing for 123 yards with Stanback rushing 5 times for 40 yards and a TD. Prukop's one-yard run at 12:08 of the second staked Winnipeg to a 17-7 advantage. It was set up by Mike Miller's recovery of James Letcher Jr.'s punt return fumble at the Montreal 29-yard line. Stanback's 32-yard TD run at 14:55 of the first cut Winnipeg's lead to 10-7. The four-play, 77-yard march was an impressive answer to Oliveira's 5-yard TD run at 12 minutes that capped the Bombers' 8-play, 66-yard possession that was aided by a questionable unnecessary roughness call on Montreal's Mustafa Johnson. Castillo opened the scoring with a 25-yard field goal at 6:28 as Winnipeg had possession for 11 minutes, 5 seconds in the quarter. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 19, 2023. Dan Ralph, The Canadian Press.